Good morning to all of you in Tirana. It is a great pleasure to address the NATO Cyber Defense Conference, and I'm sorry I can't be with you in person. Today, the keyboard is a weapon of war, targeting our militaries and our societies every day. State and non-state actors are working in cyberspace against us, trying to disrupt our defenses, degrade our critical infrastructure, spy on our societies, and interfere with government services. In response, NATO continues to grow stronger in the digital world. 10 years ago, cyber became an operational domain. We plan, train, and conduct operations with cyber as part of our military activity. And our adversaries know that a cyber attack or campaign could trigger Article 5. At our military headquarters in Belgium, we are establishing NATO's Integrated Cyber Defense Center. It will inform NATO military commanders on possible threats and vulnerabilities in cyberspace, including privately owned critical civilian infrastructure. The center will bring together military and civilian personnel from across NATO structures, as well as from allied governments and experts from industry. NATO allies are also stepping up their investments in cyber. At the summit in The Hague, we made the historic decision to spend 5% of GDP on defense, on core capabilities as well as defense and security-related investments. This means our militaries will become even stronger and our societies more resilient against cyber threats. Individual countries are ultimately responsible for their national cyber defenses. But NATO provides a unique network through which allies can implement responses to cyber threats. And this conference in Tirana is a great forum to share your expertise, ideas and best practices. NATO is an alliance of shared values. And we will continue to promote a norms-based, predictable and secure approach to cyberspace. No one stands alone in NATO, and we all stand together in this digital age against those who would do us harm. Dear friends, I wish you a very successful conference.